With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. This week, YPR published a story about local reactions to racist tweets President Trump posted last weekend. One man, whose comments were in our story, says his business received abusive calls and messages after the story was broadcast. Andrew Stapleton runs a shooting range in Billings. Earlier this week, his voice went out on national radio saying he doesn't support everything the president does, but he does stand by him when it comes to Trump's tweet calling for four congresswomen of color to, quote, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, end quote.
Essentially, how I read this is don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house.
The morning after the story aired, Stapleton says his business started receiving calls in response.
The phone calls are saying stuff to my gunsmith like, I hope the building collapses on you. One just yelled bigot.
He says all of the area codes were from out of state, including this one from Maryland.
Hey, why don't you go back to your where the you came from, you dumb.
They just call, they say their slander, they say their curse words, and then they hang up. They don't want to have a conversation. They just want us to hear their point of view or their feelings and hang up the phone. And it just kind of blows me away that this is the kind of reaction that we're getting.
Stapleton says he thinks this is how people react to Trump's tweets. They take pieces of a larger story and make it what they want to be. He says he wasn't aware Trump's go back tweet was part of a larger thread where the president incorrectly wrote the congresswomen originally came from other countries.
But no, I think that if he was bringing up race, that's uncalled for.
Stapleton says he doesn't have a Donald Trump flag in his yard, but he does respect the office of the commander in chief.
He should probably not Twitter as much as he Twitters, but it is an open forum.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.